Hello.
Hello, Mr. Matthew. This is Muzz.
What's up, Muzz?
How are you, man? Good afternoon. Good to hear from you.
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Good, man. Today's actually been extremely busy. Could hardly even grab a bite to eat, you know? Because you know how it is. Sometimes a five-minute call turns into 30 minutes. Sometimes an hour call turns into maybe 10 minutes. You just never know.
I'm glad to hear that. That sounds like you're doing profitable.
Yeah, yeah. That's absolutely it. Not everyone is as fast or kind of tech savvy or up with the times. Others are kind of like, you know, I get it. I've done this before. You know, let's just kind of move forward with it, you know, sort of thing. So.
Yep. Yep. I hear you. All right. Well, I, not in a good position right this very moment to, I'm actually on a ladder right now talking to you on my Bluetooth. So, what time do you have where you're at?
It's 12 o'clock here, Pacific Standard.
Ah, okay. So if I ask you to call me back maybe an hour before your work day ends, would you be able to make that happen?
Let's see.
If not, so every Friday I spend the whole day in the office. So this upcoming Friday, anytime after 12 p.m. my time, I'll be in the office the entire day.
Okay. So all I need from you is 5 minutes for the payment. Once that's processed,
yeah.
I put you in the calendar with an onboarding agent, and then we can schedule that for Friday since you're in the office.
I know. I know you need the payment, but I'm not comfortable giving the payment until I review the documents.
Oh, you haven't done that yet?
I have not done that yet. I mean, I've briefly glanced over the email, but I haven't had time to actually sit there and give my undivided attention to taking a look.
Okay.
I'm interested, Buzz, but just like you, every day of right now of mine has been one meeting to another. So I want to be able to give it my undivided attention before I sign up for it because I don't want to do the monthly payment. If I did the monthly thing and you waived the one-time setup fee or whatever it was, $300, I'll do the monthly thing without looking at it right now. But to commit to $22,000-something over the phone without reviewing it with my undivided attention, not comfortable with it. If you want to waive that fee, I'll read you my credit card info right now for the monthly service.
For the monthly? So it's $2,500 for the year. That there is no separate setup fee. That's all included. So.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm saying
right.
That I'd be willing to commit to the monthly right this moment just because of the fact that if I go and review that afterwards, I'm only out whatever it is, my one monthly fee, $250, whatever it is.
Yeah. Whatever you would like to do. If you want to do the year and you like the idea and you want me to call you back, by the end of the day, I can do that, Matthew. That's not a problem.
Not by the end of the day, but on Friday. Oh, I guess that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, yeah, tomorrow would be best. Can you waive the fee on a monthly thing or no? And then say I try it for a month and I'm happy with everything. The app and how it works, you can waive the fee?
100%. So let me go ahead and generate that invoice, that new invoice for you. That'll take 1 minute.
How quickly do I need to get with the onboarding call then?
I mean, it's at your time. Usually, they just need 1 hour to gather the information. And then it...
Okay,
tomorrow,
but if I pay for it now, it's a complete waste unless I have this onboarding ready to roll, right?
No, so when you pay for it now, then I schedule you for the onboarding tomorrow, which is to your benefit because you'll be sitting in the office.
Yes. Can you schedule the onboarding in the afternoon?
Yeah, yeah. We can go ahead and do that. I'm generating the new invoice for you here, Mr. Matthew. Just give me one second.
And how much is that for 1 month at a time?
Okay. So I had quoted you, I believe it was $299 a month with the setup fee, right? If you want, I can just waive the setup fee entirely for you, as you asked, and it would just be $299.
It'd be $299
And then all of the same stuff that you originally sent that would come with the yearly package comes with whatever you're going to do for me for this 1 month?
That's correct. Exactly.
All right, Muzz, I'm getting on the computer right now. If I were to search into my search bar on my Gmail,
mm-hmm.
what would I type in to find what you sent me?
Local Splash. I can resend it to you right now.
Local Splash Envoy, Muzzamil.
Muzzamil, yes.
Muzzamil.
Yes.
Muzzamil Ibrahim.
That is me. That is I.
Ah, got it. All right, so, see, Muzz, being a persistent salesman means you got me off the ladder to come back in here to do this right now. Okay, so we got...
It means a lot, man.
I'm not doing it as a favor. I'm only doing it. It's going to benefit me, but I needed pushed, apparently.
Oh,
all right,
of course.
So Facebook ad, $900, local bundle. What's, just real quick, the base setup fee was only $100. Okay, local bundle. What's local bundle? Is that the Google?
Yes, that's the dashboard for analytics, the website that we've designed, host, maintain, build front to back, the directory update, Apple, Yelp, Map, Yahoo, Siri, Alexa, and then we'll run Facebook ads for you as well.
And let me ask you this. When this onboarding call happens tomorrow, are they going to ask me to pay for any additional services to make any of the things that I'm paying for right now work?
No. Not another
thing.
So
they're not going to ask me to sign up for a different domain for my website. The website that I have will work at least for now.
Yeah, we can transfer your domain over. Not a problem.
And how much is that yearly domain fee then?
So it's only if we buy you a new domain, $99 one-time fee. If you're using your actual domain.
I don't want
domain,
a new one, though. I need to keep the same one.
Oh, yeah. Then it's already yours. You bought it. You own it. We're just transferring it over to the new bill. So it's yours.
Okay. And then as far as editing the website, so I've been paying the guy, you know, whenever I need things edited to do that. Will he have access as a developer to be able to edit it if I ask him to do something on a whim?
Yeah, but, I mean, you're paying our guys to create the website as well. So, I mean, you'll have three options. Your guy, you'll have yourself because the dashboard allows you to click on a web editor.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about simple stuff. Like, I got recent completed project photos. So when I need to, like, as a complete project, update those, I can just get on there and log in and do them myself.
Yeah, exactly. And your dashboard web editor, and it's simple drag and drop. But, again, you're busy. You're on roofs. You're doing what you do best. And that's why you're paying us the big bucks to do the labor for you. So...
You're right. I got to stay in my lane. I like that attitude. All right. Let's do this.
All right. Did you just want to do the whole first? Yeah, go ahead.
For the first month here of $299, when I go, because I don't want to pay this several months in a row, I want to go through this little setup with the onboarder tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I like everything like that, I plan to make the next payment for a full year after that. This $2,500 is not going to change when we renew 30 days from today, correct?
Correct.
All right, let's do it. No, I don't want to do the full year right this second. I'm more comfortable doing a 1 month, and then after I look at the dashboard, if I'm comfortable with that and my guy's comfortable with it, then we'll do the year.
Sounds good, my friend. Are you going to be putting this on a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
All right, card number?
Double confirmation. The only charge we're making right this moment is $299.
$299. That is correct.
3727 076483 41022.
Expiration?
629.
Security code?
0113.
All right, just give me 1 second here. I just have to change the dates. Because I had the initial date when we first spoke, so just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. Everything okay, Muzz? I hear you sighing.
Yeah, I just need a manager override, that's all. And everyone's coming back from lunch. All right, there he is.
What's the manager override needed for?
No, because it's basically giving me the invoice is not due yet message, and I updated the date to the 10th. And so now it's just asking me to do the manager override, and he's on it right now.
I see.
Okay, it should be just maybe 1 or 2 more minutes. I appreciate you, Matthew.
All right.
All right. Okay. While they're working on that payment, tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to go ahead and assign you a client onboarding agent. Which time did you prefer exactly?
Give me 1 second. I'm going to take a look here. Can we do 2 p.m.?
2 p.m. Eastern Standard. All right. All right, so your payment is processing as we speak. It looks like it should be going through. All right, there it is, $299 successfully processed there. Took a minute or two or three.
All right.
We made it done, got it done there. Okay, and then at 2 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, Friday the 11th. Okay, so 2 o'clock is booked. We keep three slots per hour. We do have a 3 o'clock. Will that work?
I'm going to 1:30.
So 1 o'clock is full.
2:30.
So it goes just hour. So like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Within that window.
How long do you expect this all to take?
It could take about 30 minutes.
Three o'clock's fine.
3 o'clock it is. Give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and send that out. Okay, so I went ahead and I sent that over. It says local splash client interview with your name and phone number. Okay.
Okay.
And then other than that, that would conclude our phone call, Matthew. Did you have any further questions for me?
Nope, all good.
All right, I want to say congratulations one last time. You understand you have a choice when it comes to, you know, Google marketing your business, and it's a privilege, my friend. And I wish we could have done the year, but hey, we got something in, locked in. So
we will. What do you mean?
I mean, we can still do the year. Do you intend on doing it like in 30 days?
I intend on doing it as a renew. I mean, like you said, there's absolutely pointless to do 1 month for $300 if you're not going to proceed with it because it's not actually going to do anything. I just want to make sure this dashboard and the interface and everything else goes like you said it does. And if it does, I'm going to sign up for a year. Otherwise, I just threw $300 down the drain because obviously I'm not going to just start showing up on Google in 30 days, right?
Correct. Here, let me send this to you via text so you have that dashboard and everything to look at. Maybe to better prepare you for tomorrow's call.
Can you send it to my email, possibly?
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. Dashboard, web editor, walk through. Me two links there, okay? All right, there it is. Sent two YouTube links. Overview of what it is. Well, this is not, you know, a joke. Give you a little bit more confidence there, okay?
Okay. All right, Muzz, thank you for this call. I appreciate it. And
my
I'm
pleasure, man.
I didn't take away from your commission by signing up for only 1 month. So I'll gladly, if you call me back, you know, after this onboarding and I sign up for the year, I'll gladly do that call with you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it does affect my commission, but again, it comes down to your comfort, my friend. So do your onboarding tomorrow, and then if you want, I know you're going to be in the office, so I can give you a call after your onboarding. So I can do
How about a week from Friday? So a week from Friday? Tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. That I don't know, but I can still give you a call to say hello. Is that fair?
That's
good?
That's fair.
All right, my friend. God bless. Speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Buzz. Same to you.
My pleasure. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.